Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, really excited about today's focus for our Consistency 365 series. This is a series all about the implementation of consistency. I have talked so much about how after working with clients for almost a decade now, thousands of clients, and navigating my own weight loss journey, business building journey, we have a ton of strategies in our minds that we could do, that we've tried to do, that we've taken on and then walked away from and tried something else. The real challenge that's keeping so many people from achieving the goals that they have for themselves in any area is a lack of the skill of consistency. Because there's any number of strategies that work for every single goal you have. Financial goals, weight loss goals, fitness goals, everything. But if you do not have this skill set of consistency, you're going to struggle. And a lot of folks out there, myself included, I've fallen into this camp of talking yourself out of the commitments that you make and having a pattern and a routine of talking yourself out of it, whether it's because you're overwhelmed, you're tired, it's been a busy day, you're not in the mood, it's a date night, it's a weekend. This skill of consistency can be built. But of course, people wonder how, and that's why I started the consistency course. And in addition to that, for folks who maybe aren't in there yet, I wanted to do this consistency course to show what the application of consistency looks like for me. Right now I'm on my own weight loss journey and, you know, who knows how long it'll take for me to lose the weight I gained in my pregnancies, but the focus is being consistent. And one of the things that I do, we all see things that move us or hear things that move us. Maybe they light the fire in us or they help us re-engage when we've been in a funk or not doing the work. The problem with those things is they tend to leave our minds really quickly and then they're just lost and forgotten and there's probably more juice in the fruit, meaning we probably could have gotten a lot more out of that thing if we had held on to it in some way and continued to bring our attention to it. So I have a consistency folder. It's on my Google Drive. And if I see something online or I hear something, I'll either grab a screenshot or make a note or both, and I put that in my Google Drive consistency folder. And I revisit that folder. If I'm waiting in line or I'm on hold on the phone or, you know, any number of other things, I'll go through it. I especially go through it when I'm feeling like I'm in a funk. Maybe I had a lot of focus and drive and motivation, and now I'm just feeling like, how do I get back to that place? I'll turn to that folder in that time. I think everybody should have those kinds of resources to get more bang for your buck out of the things that move you and speak to you. It could be, you know, you're listening to one of these consistency series podcasts and something really spoke to you in it. Make a note about it, put it in your little folder, and keep revisiting it. And I was thinking about this because I saw a post from Dr. Andrew Huberman the other day that I put in my consistency folder. And the post said, pleasure is not a problem. Dopamine is not a problem. Dopamine is one of the neurotransmitters that kind of is associated with pleasure. And we get a little hit of dopamine if we have a piece of chocolate or we open up Instagram and see a notification or we see a new text message come in. Those things kind of trigger dopamine. It says, too much pleasure experienced too often without effort exerted to experience or achieve that pleasure is definitely a problem. So let me read again without breaking to explain dopamine. Pleasure is not a problem. Dopamine is not a problem, but too much pleasure experienced too often without effort exerted to experience or achieve that pleasure is definitely a problem. It lowers our baseline levels of dopamine and the potency of all experiences. And then it says, work for it. Work for it. I love this as a reminder to myself that when I want to reach for the leftover Easter candy or my phone because I'm feeling bored and I need that stimulation or I want that stimulation, that the more I make a pattern of these easy, low effort dopamine hits, little pleasure moments, the more I expect for it to be that constant and that easy and that accessible. So then I'm looking for the sugar treat. I'm looking for the stimulation from my phone instead of having to work for pleasure, like the pleasure you experience after you complete your to-do list or you clean your kitchen or you get a workout in or you stick to your healthy way of eating. Make yourself work for the pleasure. Don't make the bar so low. Don't make it so constantly accessible that then you expect it to be constantly accessible and you feel like you need it to be easy and accessible and you don't. So I love this from Dr. Huberman. Pleasure is not a problem. Dopamine is not a problem. Too much pleasure experienced too often without effort exerted to experience or achieve that pleasure is definitely a problem. And if you want to learn more about the consistency course and experience that coaching from me, that accountability from me and the group, the link is in the show description. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.